I also heard Mr. Pruitt, and I am concerned that so many of our homes are getting well-burn water, and so the water impact fee is something that we can't really have a huge impact on as far as any impact on as far as those homes are concerned. But we certainly could soften the immediate impact of the wastewater impact fee. And so I think Ms. Schultz has a good point. And I would even be in favor of keeping the water impact fee as it is, since the amount is considerably smaller, and then considering going with a three-year phase-in of the wastewater impact fee. One variable that we have not spoken about yet here, and I think Mr. Pruitt was actually alluding to it, is that with a slightly slower phase-in of this, we may be able to maintain a pace of the kind of housing that Ms. Schultz and Mr. Benham are talking about, which was one reason why I was trying to go, and I've been looking here while we've all been talking, to see how we compare. And right now, for example, in the city of Waco, Waco charges $4.25 for a water impact fee, and $5.35 if you're outside the city. All right, which would get us to right about where we're looking at with this three-year phase of 2018, or if the water, going back to my original choice of motions to keep the water the same, brings us in line with where Waco is if we just did water over 2 years and then wastewater for three. Because I think the larger concern that anyone has, including Mr. Pruitt, is what we as a city can have an impact on the majority of the homes that are now, all of the homes that are being built with well-burned water. And that's our wastewater impact fee. I think that's where our concentration needs to be this evening.